Carlos Ortiz is here. We're talking about gardening volunteerism in San Antonio and what you might get out of it, what opportunities exist. And Carlos's name was brought to our attention for the work that he does in volunteerism. So, Carlos, educate us a little bit on what you do, what you did, and what you do.
Well, once I became a master gardener, I got involved in the children's garden, the Botanical Center. And I stayed there for about 7 or 8 years and helped run that botanical garden, children's center, and it was very, very rewarding. We serviced about 120 youngsters who came in there and planted plants, and both in the fall and in the spring. And to me, I thoroughly enjoyed it because it's like a mostly like a job. I did a lot of work there. I bought the seeds, plowed the plots, laid out the irrigation, and then, of course, really the most rewarding thing was to watch those youngsters come in, take charge of their plot, and plant the seeds, plant the small seedlings and things of like tomatoes and broccoli and things of that sort, and then just watch them grow, and then to see the joy when they harvested those crops or those
the young people, they just do it 1 year, or did some of them every year in, year out?
No, we had some youngsters who started at the age of about 7 and who stayed there until about the age of 13. And then they stayed on and helped.
As mentors, huh?
As a volunteer capacity. That's interesting. So what did you notice, any changes in the kids if between the time they came in and the time that they that first season was over?
Well, because they experienced the growth from that seed and how the water affected, how the garden, how the soil affected it, and the sun, because there were some plots there that received a lot of shade, and those particular plants didn't yield as much as the ones where the sun was located.
But what do you think the kids got out of it? I mean, you know, I think most kids think that carrots come from HEB and broccoli comes from HEB and spinach comes from HEB, and that's it. I mean, did they get the education out of it? Did they become, I don't know, maybe a little more mature, maybe a little more sensitive to their environment? What did you feel they got out of it?
Well, I think all of those things were important, Mr. Glick. I think that...
the first person who's called me Mr. Glick on this show.
I know it.
Yeah, I was wondering who the heck you're talking to, yeah.
That's it. I'm sorry, sir.
No. That's okay.
They
I like them.
The kids really... all of those things that you mentioned. Uh-huh. But really, there was one, as a former educator, there was one thing that I really, really enjoyed, to see the parents and their youngster there, in which a bond there between, it was a bond that you would notice when the youngster and the parent worked together in the plot. And it was a bonding situation that was very, very, very important to see parents and the children work together. Not only did they see the value of science of the seeds and the plant and how it grew and how it produced its particular crop, but the bonding that took place with those children and watch the parents and the children grow.
How about the volunteers and the kids? I mean, you have about one volunteer for every 5 kids. And it's amazing to me that you get that many volunteers and they come back year after year. So they must be getting something out of it too.
Yes, the volunteers enjoyed it. They really enjoyed the working with those youngsters. And like I said, I think all of them, whether they observed, and then of course they had the little garden shows. We just finished the fall garden show last November. And then the children had, in the spring, they had a show there with the youngsters.
I think we judged, didn't we?
Yeah.
Forrest and I did. I don't know if you did or not.
Yeah, one of the shows.
You were out of town.
November the 4th, he wasn't there, but you were
Forrest
there.
Forrest and I were there, and David Rodriguez came in last.
In the fall or the spring?
Forrest wouldn't give the children enough nice ribbons. Everybody wanted a blue ribbon. You remember that?
Yeah, correct.
And they came back and were mean to me, but I told them it was Forrest. It's fine.
Now, let's talk a little bit about you personally. Now, you mentioned that you got involved in the Master Gardener. So what got you involved in that?
Well, I've always enjoyed gardening. I've always enjoyed my involvement in my yard. And right now, of course, Doris Trotter will call me and say, go help this particular school or go help this
she's
one.
She's mean,
or whatever.
Have you noticed how mean she's so little, feisty, and she's mean.
If you don't show up, you know.
She's coming after you.
I know it.
And kick the door down.
She'll bug you till you're almost out of your wits.
She does me. No.
I know it, but no.
You mentioned the classroom gardens, and that's a whole separate system of youth gardening, huh?
Well, what Doris has had me do is go to some elementary schools and do, yes, sir, it is. But a lot of those, Doris has a connection in which she involves the different elementary schools, and she brings in teachers and shows them some little gardening techniques, and they have little garden plots in some of the elementary schools.
A volunteer earlier talked about the kids and the vegetables, and a lot of the kids are eating the vegetables. Are any of the vegetables donated? I mean, we hear quite a bit about the excess vegetables and kids learning and donations, and I hadn't heard a lot about that, but is any of them?
You mean the ones that are grown there?
Yeah, grown, you know.
At the Children's Garden, to answer Calvin's question, when we had a surplus of vegetables, then we would take them over to St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah, for the SAM shelter.
Yes, same SAM shelter or somewhere, and donate them there, and just they could do their thing there when there was a surplus. Sometimes there were some good years, and sometimes there were just enough for the children to enjoy.
Yeah.
But when we had surplus, we would take it to the Sam's.
Okay. I remember that years ago we were doing that. Of course, the last few years with the drought, Jerry's drought, we haven't had a lot of surplus.
I was going to say, you asked the question, and now, of course, I've removed myself from the children's garden, but I'm very involved over at St. Francis of Assisi. It's off of Desavala. And what we're doing there is we're taking water conservation, drought-tolerant plants, and we're going to, our effort is to make that church grounds look as beautiful as we can with using the least amount of water and using those drought-tolerant plants that are in the new Saw's book or in Skip Richter's book.
Now, how'd you get involved with that group? Is that your church, or did you just say, hey, they're looking for some help, and
well, I live right around, that is my church, and I live right around the corner.
So that's another good point. You know, you can get involved if you want to get away from the neighborhood and try something new, or you can contribute to your neighborhood through there. And Master Gardeners, Garden Volunteers.
Almost every church needs that kind of
needs
help.
Yeah.
Every church.
Or
every church needs every that church kind of help.
And schools.
Schools.
So, from a personal standpoint, tell us a little bit about why you think people would enjoy being a gardening volunteer, whether with Master Gardeners, GVST, or just with their local church.
Well, I think it's one of those personal satisfactions, and I think this message of our environment and everything that we do has to be carried, and if you can permit me, in two languages. Here in San Antonio, tenemos que hablar en español y en inglés. We have to speak in both languages. And when you have 51% of the people who speak one or
both,
or the majority of one language, we have to bring our message to all of the people in San Antonio. Many years ago, I introduced this fellow over here at the Men's Garden Club, and I had heard y'all's show, and he talked about Zarzamora and Culebra, and I said,
I like to try to say like those weather people do.
These are...
that are trying to speak Spanish.
And so I
enchiladas
said...
Enchiladas and all
I
that
know, enchiladas. You know, what can I say?
No.
This program sometimes generate to low level.
Yes, wait a minute.
But it's no, this message of gardening and our environment and what we can do, we need to bring it out to the people of San Antonio. It's very important that we do that.
You make
and if you will permit me.
Mr. Finch.
Mr. Finch.
Dr. Finch. Dr. Finch to you, Mr. Glick.
Sorry.
It's all right.
That's all right.
It's in a good jest. I think that one of the things that, having been in education for 33 years and I retired from there, I think we need to do is get to the colloquialism of Spanish. We cannot bring our information to our people who speak Spanish here in San Antonio in a Spanish that is spoken in Mexico. It's got to be our Mex text.
Huh.
And so that we can get Saul's message.
That's why we hired David Rodriguez.
Well,
that's
County
Extension Oracle.
Well, that's why David's class is radio is so important.
He's got a radio program the Mexican station.
And Candace Andrews worked very hard from the beginning.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
she
right.
did to try to bring something
and
in Spanish.
Worked.
And I hope it works. But we need to bring it in such a way that it is communicated to all of the
this, people. That's a huge point, to make, that we haven't brought it up enough in this, that the gardening volunteer community here in San Antonio, every neighborhood, every ethnic group, every economic group, and everybody can be involved in this, and it's a unifying kind of thing for the city.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because gardening is gardening, and it's fun.
Carlos, we're up against a break here. So.
I know it.
Okay.
But I learned gardening when I was a young kid because I used to sell calabacitas. And Jerry
what does
doesn't
that
know
mean,
what
Jerry?
It is.
Is that tacos?
I thought you knew. Let's see. What was it again?
Calabacitas or squash?
Oh, I was so close. All right. Carlos, hey, thank you so much for coming on. It was a pleasure meeting you.